This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia and China Monday blocked a draft United Nations Security Council resolution calling for a 7-day ceasefire in the Syrian city of Aleppo. The resolution also called for unimpeded access for the delivery of humanitarian aid to the city. Russia said the resolution, which was sponsored by Egypt, Spain, and New Zealand, would undermine other negotiations aimed at ending months of fighting in the city. The vote on the resolution was 11 in favor, 3 opposed, and 1 abstention. Russia and China have veto power in the council. The foreign ministers of China and Iran are urging the governments that signed the Iran nuclear accord to continue to adhere to the agreement, regardless of what they called any changes in the domestic situations of the countries concerned. Their remarks appear to be directed at U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, who said on the campaign trail this year that he would renegotiate the terms of the agreement and increase its enforcement, calling the pact, quoting now, "the dumbest deal I think I've ever seen," end of quote. NATO foreign ministers hold year-end talks Tuesday in Brussels. They will be focusing on forging closer ties with the European Union. The EU recently unveiled an ambitious new plan for defense spending and research. The upcoming administration of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is also likely to be a key topic of discussion. France's socialist Prime Minister Manuel Valls has announced he will run for president in next year's election. Speaking Monday to an audience outside of Paris, Mr. Valls said he will quit his job as Prime Minister on Tuesday in order to focus on his run for president. He will face other candidates in the Socialist Party primary in January. This is VOA News. Austrian presidential candidate Alexander Van der Bellen, an independent supported by the Green Party, is the projected winner of Sunday's election. Euroskeptic Norbert Hofer appears to have lost by a 7% margin. The United Nations is launching a record appeal of $22.2 billion to provide life-saving assistance for nearly 93 million of the world's most vulnerable people in 33 countries. Lisa Schlein reports.
The United Nations says the world is facing the biggest humanitarian crisis since World War II. It says more than 128 million people affected by conflict, displacement, and natural disasters need urgent support. Of this number, the UN is appealing for money to help nearly 93 million of the most acutely vulnerable people in need of immediate life-saving assistance. UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, Stephen O'Brien, says money from this multi-billion dollar appeal will make a vital difference in the lives of tens of millions of people. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has picked neurosurgeon Ben Carson, formerly one of his Republican rivals, to be Secretary of Housing and Urban Development when the new administration takes office. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said Monday he will visit Pearl Harbor later this month, the first time a Japanese leader has visited the U.S. naval base bombed by Japan in 1941. The surprise attack precipitated the American entry into World War II. A Gambian court has ordered the release of an opposition leader and 18 other political prisoners. The release order comes just days after President Yahya Jammeh lost an election and agreed to step aside. A Greek court has ruled against the extradition of 3 Turkish soldiers accused of involvement in July's failed coup. The 3 soldiers, part of a group of 8 who fled to Greece, have denied the allegations. New Zealand Prime Minister John Key resigned Monday. Key said good leaders know when it's time to go and lamented the sacrifices his political career has imposed on his wife and 2 children. Key is expected to formally submit his resignation next month at his National Party caucus. A hotel fire in the Pakistani city of Karachi has left 11 people dead. Officials say the fire erupted in the Regent Plaza Hotel's ground floor kitchen Monday. Local media say 75 people were injured in the blaze. Karachi Mayor Wasim Akhtar said the cause of the fire could not be immediately determined. Television footage of the fire showed guests at the hotel using bedsheets to climb down from the windows. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.